Californians continue to stay at home during the coronavirus crisis. Capradia Reads has had to postpone some of our live author interviews. Like the rest of the world, we're not sure when these events will return, but in the meantime, we know that books can provide an escape. I'm Donna Epidoni. Join me as I talk with Capradio's Steve Milne and others about the books that keep us going. This is Capradio Reads.
With Capradio News, I'm Steve Milne. Most of Capradio's staff is self-isolating and working from home. That includes Donna Epidoni. She's our usual host of Morning Edition. Donna also hosts Capradio Reads. That's our online, on-air, and on-demand resource for your next great read. She joins us now for reading recommendations, books that can take us away from home to other places in the world.
Yeah, including Italy. I'm really curious about some of the places I've been hearing about and reading about in the news. And every time I hear about the pandemic in Italy, I go to the map to see where a particular town or city is, and I look up some images to see what that place looks like. So I found some really good books on Italy. They're not travel related, but they're just about life and geography and traditions in different regions.
What are some of the titles?
A couple of them are Venice Against the Sea and Hidden Tuscany, both about the northern part of Italy. They're by John Cahey. He doesn't think of himself as a travel writer. He actually calls himself a writer who travels. He used to be a journalist in Salt Lake City.
So not your typical travel books.
They're part reporting and part storytelling. You know, with someone like Rick Steves, he travels with a crew and a producer, but John Cahey usually travels alone. He rents a car, he stays with friends of friends. He shares some delightful experiences that he has on the road. He also wrote a couple of books about Sicily that I thought were very interesting. Sicily, as I read more about it, is sort of a microcosm of the U.S. It's facing some of the same concerns about its melting pot culture and recent immigration. Again, that author's name is John Cahey.
What's another book you can recommend?
There's one I found about Venice, written a long time ago. An author named Jan Morris, who's about 90 now, spent part of World War II in northeast Italy. She wrote about experiences in Venice and in Trieste. Morris is quite the historian. She's written some extensive histories of Great Britain and about her longtime home in the Snowdonia region of Wales. When you look for her books, look for Jan Morris and James Morris. She has written under both names.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome, Steve. See you soon.
That's our usual Morning Edition host, Donna Epidoni. She also hosts Capradio Reads. You'll find the resources she mentioned at capradio.org/reads.